You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved an old wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, it's your humble servant. Father, we've congregated here today to say hallelujah, to give you the highest praise, to thank you, oh wonderful God, for our laying down last night. Thanking you, Father, for taking your angel and dispatching him beside our bed. Oh, Father, we know it was nobody but you that watched over us all night last night. Oh Lord, we know it was you. Dear Father, we could feel you in the room. Oh Lord, we felt your finger of love early this morning when you reached down, dear God, and you touched us. And our eyes came open. Oh Lord, you gave us a brand new day, one that we have never witnessed before. And oh God, we know it's only by your grace. It's only by your mercy that's everlasting. Father, we thank you for being on the throne. We thank you for being the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank you for being the God of the Hebrew children. That same God that watches over us. Oh Lord, we know your eyes run to and fro the earth. And neither do you sleep. neither do you slumber. Oh, Father, we thank you for just another opportunity to spend with you, Father, even if it's but 1 hour. Oh, Father, we just want to say thank you. God, if I had 10,000 tongues, I could not thank you enough. Dear Lord, if you don't do anything else for me, I want you to know, dear God, that I'm all right with that. I'm satisfied down in my soul. I know too much about you to ever even think about doubt. Oh, Lord, I thank you now. I thank you for a place to worship. I thank you for Mount Calvary. Oh, Lord, build us up where we're torn down. Give us healing, Father, where we need healing. Oh, God, you know us. You know us, dear God, from the very hairs that's numbered on our head. Oh, Lord, you know us from the top of our head down to the soles of our feet, the very intents of our heart. Father, change us, mold us, and shape us, oh, Lord. Throw us back again on the potter's wheel that we would be meet for you, oh, Lord, to do your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh, Lord. Amen and amen. I give honor and glory to the Almighty God for the great things that he has done. Everything that we do is for him. What we do to get to him has to go through Jesus. Thank you for a resurrected lamb that took all of our sins out on an old hill with an old rugged cross across his back. Took all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, laid them upon his shoulders, went up Calvary's hill, our giant, hung, bled, and died for us. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? I heard an old prophet say, Isaiah, he said, who shall believe our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Yes. He said, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, a root out of a dry ground. He shall have no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. For he is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Oh, yes. And we esteemed him not. This same Jesus is the one that sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you. It's the same Jesus. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us. But just like the old prophet said, we are all like sheep. Yeah. We've all gone astray, each to his own way. And the Lord has laid upon him the iniquities of us all.
Yes, sir.
Everyone. Yes. Who wouldn't serve a God like that?
Who would?
I give honor to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Yes. I give thanks to my pastor in his absence. Yes. He's healing. He's on the mend. He'll be with you soon. To the pastor emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson, in his absence, we say thank you for what he has done for this place. To my sister in Christ, minister, Cindy Michelle, thank you for always standing by me. To the brothers, I say honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God and honor the King.
Yes.
To the officers and members of this church.
All right.
Visitors, friends alike, family, my wife, Jennifer, Rodney, and Evan, I love you very much. I'm yours truly for those that don't know me. Reverend Rodney Lennox, Mount Calvary Baptist Church. I have a Facebook ministry. It's Lennox's Love Ministries, which I reside as pastor.
Go ahead.
Sometimes I'm associate pastor here. Sometimes I'm assistant pastor here at Mount Calvary. But it doesn't matter. That's just talk. That's just talk. That's all it is. I am an ambassador
for
the living word of God. And the living word of God is none other than Jesus Christ. That is my boss. That is who I work for. There's none like him in all the earth. Amen, amen. It's a good thing to be here with you. There is a word from the Lord. You'll find it in the book of St. Peter. 1 Peter, the very first verse, beginning around the 23rd verse. Would you please stand in honor of the written word of the Lord? And if you are unable to stand, then the God that we serve understands. And when you have found the contents of this book, 1 Peter, the very first chapter, beginning around the 23rd verse, would you please respond by saying amen?
Amen.
Recorded here are these words, and it reads as thus. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorrupt. By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever.
Amen.
And this is the word which by the gospel is preached to you. You may be seated.
Amen. Amen.
I title this thing, Endurance Equals Eternity. I won't be very long. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Peter is quoting Isaiah 46 through 8. And what he's doing, he's reminding believers that everything in this life, everything, not some things, but everything in this life, your possessions, your accomplishments, people that you partner with will eventually fade away and disappear. Earlier in this chapter, Peter was teaching us how to love. We know as Christians that God is love. His brother, Patriarch John, taught the same thing. So Peter was trying to teach us how to love. But he wanted us to understand that it didn't matter how much we accomplished in this world.
Yes.
You know, some people can maybe even get through and make it to a point where Barack Obama is.
Right. Yes, sir.
But I want you to know that it doesn't matter if he has the highest seat in the land. If his life is not coinciding with the will of God, and if he does not endure to the end with his faith yet intact, then he'll have another thing coming when he gets to that certain place. Because your endurance equals eternity. Now, we don't know when we're going to leave, but we sure have a whole lot to say about where we may be going. But we have to endure to the end. It's going to take us a while, Miss Jane. I might not get there when you get there. It might take me a little while longer because God is still working on me. I'm an unfinished product. But I'm all right with that. Because whenever something breaks on me, just like them nice, shiny new automobiles that you buy, and stuff breaks on it, your tires roll off. Like Snoop Dogg said, he roll it till the wheels roll off. Well, you know what we do as human beings? Take it back to the manufacturer. Take it back to the one that put you together. From the top of your head down to the soles of your feet. Take it back to God. Take everything to God in prayer. All right, he'll fix it after a while. If it's according to his perfect and divine will, he'll fix it after a while. Yes, now, he won't fix it just because you want him to fix it. Amen. Or just because you're begging him to fix it. He'll fix it when he get good and ready. Because
yes,
he's God and he's God all by himself.
Yes, he
and he doesn't need any help from a little old country boy like me. He's been doing this a long time. He has no beginning and he has no end. He's the same God yesterday that he is today, and he'll be that same God forevermore. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Did you hear me? Hello, somebody. Peter is trying to remind the believers. If you don't believe that Jesus laid in a grave for 3 long days, if you don't believe that the power of God raised him from the dead, then you don't even need to be in church.
That's right. Amen.
Don't come to church because your mama came to church.
All right, now.
Don't come to church because Papa came to church.
Yeah.
Uncle JoJo and them.
Yeah.
Come to church and get a personal relationship and a fellowship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus has told us in the book of John, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no other way. He's told it in his word. Some try to climb up the other way. Doesn't work. In the end, he'll separate them goats from the sheep. You'll be on the right hand or you'll be on the left, but you will not straddle the fence. You got time to get it right. But we know that the race is not given to the swift, nor is it given to the strong, but it's given to the one that endures to the end. Now, Brother Myra might have more faith than I have. All right? Sister Nita might pray a little longer than what I pray. Sometimes I get tired when I'm trying to pray an hour. But some might get there before I get there. But I know one thing, though, that if I endure to the end, I know that if my soul is rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ, I know if I hold on to the master's hand, you understand what I'm saying? If I hold on to the master's hand just a little while longer, it's going to be all right when I get there. Yeah, bro, Baker might beat me there. He might run a 4-2. He might get there before me. Who knows? Only God knows. But if I endure to the end, Miss Odessa, if we, Mount Calvary, endure to the end, it's going to be all right after a while. What your program say? By and by? After a while? We're going to sit down on the show? We're going to put on these long white robes? Y'all already got some white on. Look pretty good to me. Hello, somebody. Peter is trying to remind you that all flesh, in this chapter, this flesh right here, it says, for all flesh is as grass. This refers to every person, all humankind, all mankind, all existence. As the grasses and flowers bloom for a season, then wither and fall. So is all of this life transitory in nature. If you look outside, the grass is growing. Your yards look beautiful. The flowers are coming up, ladies. They smelling real good. But let it be known that the heat is coming and they will wither and they will fall away.
That's right. Amen.
In the end, the heat is coming. God is going to burn this earth off. He's going to send hellfire and brimstone and burn it off. Yes. If you want something purified, put it in the fire.
Yes, yes.
It'll come out better than gold.
Yes.
It'll come out shinier than silk.
Yes, yes.
If God takes you through the fire,
yes,
he's going to bring you out purified.
Yes, he will.
You'll be meat for the master's
yes,
work.
Yes.
You won't have to ask nobody. You won't have to doubt anybody.
No.
You'll know in your heart that you belong to God.
Yes, yes.
You belong to God from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. You will
yes,
know.
Yes.
Nobody have to tell you that no, you're a Christian.
Yes.
I shouldn't have to walk around with, hey, I'm Pastor Linus. I'm so.
Yes, yes.
Doesn't mean nothing to God.
No, it doesn't.
Peter's trying to remind him that everything we do,
yes,
your 100 yachts, them villas that you hiding in over there in Cancun,
yes,
all that dirt that they doing, they think they're getting away with it. Everything that's here shall be revealed. Oh, he going to look under every rock.
Yes, he will.
And under every rock is probably going to be some of the big time rich guys. Because
yes,
they're going to say, Lord, let the rocks fall on us.
Yes.
We don't want to see him coming.
Yes.
We got our own heaven right here on earth.
Yes.
They don't want the word of God to come. Jesus Christ is the word of God.
Yes.
God is in control.
Yes, he is.
Whether you know it or not,
yes,
he's
he
in control.
Yes.
But surely as these things fail,
yes,
it's the nature of our life. So
yes,
without a doubt, it
yes,
will pass away.
Yes.
Don't matter what's taking place in your life.
Right.
The scripture tells us that this too shall pass. If you're losing loved ones, if you're going bankrupt, if your wife is walking out the door, your husband's walking out the door, if your Christian life is turned upside down,
yes,
don't worry.
Yes.
Worry is not of the Lord.
No, it's not.
This too
shall pass.
Shall pass.
Yes, it will.
If you endure to the end, rest assured that the Christian, if he makes it to the end,
yes,
that God is on the other side of it.
Yes, he is.
Because if God takes you to it, he'll bring you through.
Yes, he will.
He'll bring you out on the other side.
Yes.
There's a light on the other side
yes,
of the tunnel. That light is Jesus Christ. He's
yes,
the light of every man.
Yes, he is.
This is what Brother John tells us. He is the light of all men.
Yes, he is.
In him is life. And that light is the light of the world.
That's right.
Hello, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever you got,
yes,
that's against you. It'll pass.
Yes, it will.
Endurance equals eternity.
Yes.
This glory here in our text,
yes,
this is man glory.
Yes.
It refers to all your little earthly attainments.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The Apostle Paul said that I have not attained yet. I'm right with him. I have not attained yet.
No.
When you think that you done attained,
uh-huh,
when you think you at the top of the mole here,
all right,
yeah,
man,
when you the queen bee,
yes,
yeah, and everything you stain gonna die,
yes,
watch yourself.
Yes.
Everything that looks good to you ain't good for you.
No, it's not.
Everything that glitter ain't gold.
All right, yes.
Don't show your teeth to everybody you meet.
That's right, that's right.
Be careful. Be careful. Oh, yeah. Endure to the end.
Yes, indeed.
That's his man's glory.
Yes.
They want you to call their name.
Yes.
They want you to put money in their bank account.
Yes.
They want you to hang beautiful women on their shoulders.
Yes.
These are the things that they want. This is man's glory. We all get caught up in a little man glory, don't we?
Yes.
You get caught up in it. But we have a Savior.
Yes.
We have a God that won't leave us to ourselves. Thank you for Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I want to say something right here, and I want you to get this if I don't give you nothing else today. Only God's will, God's word, and God's work is paramount.
Yes.
Okay? God's will, God's word, and God's work is permanent.
Yes.
Not that guy don't come out here to the church talking about he's going to put some permanent paint on him.
Yes.
That ain't permanent. Okay? Only what God does is permanent.
Yes.
His will is permanent.
Yes.
Strive to do the will of the Father.
Yes.
It says, strive to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Jesus went down to a garden called Gethsemane. Gave his will over to the Father. He said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. It wasn't Jesus' will. If it was his will, he would have passed the cup. But he didn't pass the cup because it was God's will. Be all that you can be for God. And be all that God wants you to be. Are you with me? Be all that God wants you to be. Always try to stay in God's will. If it's going left, you know it's going left. If you can't get back right, just holler. Lord Jesus, please help me. Father, please help me. Lord, here am I. Help me. Because I'm too foolish to help myself. And I got too much doggone pride to ask somebody. Run around with your nose all snotty and won't ask nobody. Asking for some help. You can't do it on your own. It takes a blood-risen Savior to get you where you need to be. And there is heaven. But heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. You can't get there on your own. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Our Lord and Savior took all of our mess, all of our filth.
Yes, he did.
Packed that cross, beaten down, beard ripped from his face to save you. His word.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus Christ is the living word of God. God put all things under his feet. Scripture tells us that all things are subject under his feet. It's what he wants. The Father gave him that power. He gave him all power.
He did.
In heaven and earth. And the grave. Death and hell can't hold him.
No. Couldn't hold him.
You don't have to ask me. I'm just a nobody. Trying to tell somebody
about Jesus.
About this man named Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
His word.
Thank you.
Amen. This written word.
Yes.
These 66 books tell of his coming.
Yes.
They proclaim his word.
Yes.
They show his life.
Yes.
His miracles. They show his passion on the cross.
Yes.
They show his suffering.
Yes.
They show his death and his resurrection for you and I.
Yes.
That is the word that we preach, the good news.
Yes.
The good news is that Jesus is risen.
Yes.
He sits at the right hand of the Father. He's yet alive.
Yes, he is.
The book of Revelation said that it was he that was dead. And is alive forevermore.
Yes.
He's everlasting.
Yes, he is.
His mercy is everlasting.
Yes.
His love is everlasting.
Yes, it is.
His grace is everlasting.
Yes.
If you endure, endurance equals eternity. Are you with me, people?
All right now.
What a mighty God we serve. Oh, I know it ain't a whole lot of clap.
Yes.
You like burnt popcorn and quickie. You know, some soda pop, you know, and we out of here. You know, it's all right.
Yes, it is.
But this ain't popcorn and soda pop.
No.
No, this is me.
Yes.
It's what it is.
Yes.
That's man glory.
All right now.
His work. He didn't just carve out that Colorado Valley there. He didn't just make the water fall over Niagara. He didn't just give us a redwood forest. He didn't just give us a Grand Canyon. All these beautiful sights.
Yes.
The heavens.
Yes.
Our sun hangs 93 million miles away. Beautiful today. The old folks tell us on Easter Sunday that it jumps when it comes up. Have you ever heard that, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
Say it jumps, it dances when it comes up on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
Because it's celebrating a risen Savior.
Right.
The stars shine brighter at night around Easter time.
Yes.
They're bigger and brighter. This is his handiwork.